Hello.
This is Sean following up with you again. We chatted on Saturday. Miss Dora?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. So I wanted to get around to you. I did speak with Brandon and the team. They notified me that you were originally supposed to close this week, but that closing date's been moved back to December the 4th.
Okay. So much has been going on and everything. Everybody's trying to get everything signed and taken care of. And it's like half of the, which cause is going through and half isn't going through, you know, trying to get signed. And it, I don't know what's going on with the system and stuff, but.
Yeah. It can be a complicated process, but it will be over in a few short weeks. Once you're fully settled into your new home. But the proposals that I sent over the weekend, I just wanted to chat with you about what questions you have for me before we move forward on those.
I got my son was sick and everything on the weekend, and I've been trying to get him taken care of and everything. So it's kind of like everything is like putting me in the spot and behind and everything else to go, you know, trying to get everything taken care of and going over and everything with have him in the emergency, you know, emergency room in the hospital. So, but yeah, I'm getting around to check it out, look at it and everything and see what's what and talk to my brother too about the insurance.
I knew that you said you don't do much computer, but if you have email on your phone, then let's go ahead and pull that up now and I can just address any questions while we have you on the phone together. How does that sound?
Okay, I mean, because my brother has a head for the business and stuff like that, and he's been working on it, trying to help me out and everything too and stuff. So wait a minute, Alan. Wait a minute. I'm trying to. What? It's just me and my son. I'm trying to.
Yeah,
here, right now.
The easiest parts of the home buying
process. I can't. No, no. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. It's my son. He's pulling on my hand. I forgot what I was going to do. I know I was trying to get this sent to Savannah, and you put up. Let's see. I got trying to pull up my email here. So what is the what's called the for the insurance?
What I had sent you was a complete proposal that covers the house exactly as it would need to be covered for closing.
Yeah.
With the home warranty included, the equipment breakdown feature that we talked about for the home systems and appliances, the underground plumbing protection, and then you have 100% coverage for major storm damages and water and sewage backups.
Yeah.
Right. So what we did is we reduced the deductible to half of what it was. And annually, when we combine your home and auto and umbrella insurance together, this was going to be charging about half of the annual premium as that State Farm proposal that Brandon shared with me. So it included that. It included coverage for your Dodge Grand Caravan. So complete physical damage coverage. And what we did is we also improved the limits of liability from what they were now to about 10 times greater coverage.
Uh-huh.
And that also included the rate lock, which guarantees the same pricing year after year with no increases.
Okay.
Added coverage for medical expenses for you and any guest passengers of your vehicle. And then the deductibles actually decrease year after year when there's no
accident. So how much of that would be running a monthly?
So you could pay in full for the entire year. It'd be $610 for 12 months. Or if you decide that you want to pay it monthly, it's $56.37 and then the umbrella insurance is about $9 per month.
Okay. Yeah, right now my brother, it's hard to say when he'll be back. He's out of town. He had to meet his wife and everything up there and was in Maryland and everything because he lives in Maryland and stuff like that. So I'll just go ahead and go through with that.
Oh, great. Okay, because I had Brandon and his team asking me a few questions about what they can expect to receive it. It is necessary a few weeks before closing that we have the insurance in place. So here's what I'll need from you, Dora. We'll help you terminate your existing insurance. We'll need to have your policy number that you have now, and then we'll need to know the name and address of the local agency that's managing that policy.
And for the house, on the house insurance?
Well, that and plus the company that's insuring the Grand Caravan.
Oh, by Grand Caravan, this is Allstate with that one.
Right. So can you read to me the policy number and then identify the name and address of the local agency managing it?
Yeah, because I haven't even been with Allstate in 2 months. So I had just got switched from the other insurance company that I had on there. Thing. I wish your sister was here to take care of you. You know, you try to something to him on the things that, because it's time for her for me to try to get anything done when he's making all this noise right now. See if I can find paperwork. You say you need my policy number for the Allstate?
Yes.
Okay.
At risk of the local agency, because what we'll do is we'll fax over a letter of cancellation request to the same day that our policy would begin, so that there wouldn't be any overlap. No lapse in coverage, and then also if you have paid ahead for additional days of premium that's unused, then you may be entitled back to a prorated refund.
Yeah, because like I say, on here, on the paper I got, it says pay in full $365.50. Minimum amount due is $60.90. So minimum amount due October was $64.90. All right, my policy number is 801-924-297.
You said that is with Allstate?
Yeah, Allstate.
Okay. But you did at one time have State Farm, right?
No, I never had State Farm.
Okay. Maybe that was your mother. All right.
Yeah, she had Nationwide some time ago that she was paying on, and then I don't know what else in their thing that she had, how it was switched or something, but now it's gone, I think. So it went from Nationwide, I think, to auto something. I got to find a paper thing right here.
Okay. All right. And then, so what's the local agency in your area that's managing this particular policy?
I think it says Wilson Lyons. It's 5759 Plank Road, Priceburg, Virginia. 224-07.
That would be the Jeremy Wilson agency.
Huh?
That would be the Jeremy Wilson agency.
I think so. It says Wilson's, yeah, Reliance. I think
okay.
That's the closest one. It says
okay.
Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance. But I just have my car. I don't have insurance, the property or nothing like that to do.
But the only policy that you have through this agency would be for the automobile?
Yeah, the Allstate is what I have just for my automobile, because there was another insurance company that my mom had for the house and everything.
Okay. And so is she she's going to be initiating that cancellation once the transfer is complete into your name?
My mother passed away in January.
Oh, I'm sorry for that. So do you know that that policy is still active? I guess we should have that.
My brother was talking to the people that have it, the insurance on the house and everything, auto. I'm trying to think of the name. But, yeah.
Okay.
You
can assist with that as well. If you have the details, then we can direct a request to that agency and that company. So the same thing. We would just need the policy number and the name of the local agency.
Yeah. Looking now to see if I can get that paper. Because my brother and they get discounts because they've been with that company for working with them, doing business with them for a good while. So that's probably why I think they choose that for my mom.
Yeah, it wouldn't apply to you though. I mean, you're a different owner of the house, so.
Yeah, so now it'd be different now. It's called State Auto.
State Auto. Okay.
Let me go back here in the back. My son is driving me crazy with this radio.
Now, what is your mother's first name?
Mary.
Okay. And you guys share the same last name?
No. Mine is Walzak. Hers is Heater. H-E-E-T-E-R.
H-E-E-T-E-R.
Yeah, heater.
Double E,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, H-E-E-T-E-R. Mary Heater.
Okay. For the same property address, it's just now changing hands to your name.
Yeah. Do you need the policy number for that state auto insurance that she has on here?
Yes, for the home insurance through state auto. I think we will just, we'll have that terminated the same date that your plan will begin on December 4th.
Okay, it's 1-0-0-0-3-9-9-7-9-7.
Okay, and just to confirm,
because it said the policy was effective January of this year to, and it expires January of next year, January 15th.
Right. So it would only need to be active until the actual ownership changes on December 4th. But if I could repeat that back to you, that's 1-0-0-0-3-9-9-7-9-7. Is that correct?
That's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. And now what's the name and address of that agency?
It says State Auto Insurance Companies. It says P.O. Box 182738, Columbus, Ohio. But then there's another one. It's right beside it. It says HILB Group of Maryland. And that's on 17000 Science Drive, Suite 210, Bowie, Maryland, 20715. So I don't know which one this would be. Where?
Group of Maryland. Okay.
So one's Columbus, Ohio, the State Auto Insurance Companies. That's the Columbus, Ohio, the 43218-2738. That's a P.O. Box one. And the other one, I guess, is an address. But so if you have any questions.
You said that was, okay, Science Drive.
Yeah, the other one was 17000 Science Drive, Suite 210, and that was Bowie, Maryland, 20715.
I see. Okay.
So, yeah, that and was issuing companies of Meridian Security.
Meridian.
Yeah, it's just an issuing company, Meridian Security. So I.
Okay. Yeah, that's sufficient information. We can use that to make sure that our request finds its way to their headquarters or their local office.
Yeah, because it says contact your independent agent at 301-261-6940.
That number again was?
301-261-6940. That's says contact your independent agent at that number. So.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. So we'll take care of both of those pieces. And then lastly, we would just need the bank routing and account information. If we are going to be setting up a monthly auto pay, is that what you would prefer as opposed to the pay in full option?
The full option, how much would it be? You say
610 per year for the auto insurance and then 115 for the umbrella insurance.
Okay. Yeah. 115 for the.
So either option is fine, but there's a 7% discount.
Yeah, so I have to make sure that this, because I have other bills and everything I pay too that comes out of my account. So I have to make sure that, you know, that there is this, you know, sufficient and everything enough to go ahead and get all this taken care of.
Oh, totally.
So maybe the thing is just go ahead and get the thing paid off, though.
So the annual plan would be good for you?
Yeah, so it'd be total of like seven.
725 would be the total per year.
725, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
So. Yeah.
And then the home insurance, of course, we would set up directly through the escrow account.
Yeah.
So that would come out at closing.
Because I have, right now, her other half of her house insurance is $391, I think I pay. Because it's like $800 and some, I think it is a year.
Yeah, that would be prorated back to, I guess, to her estate. If you have power of attorney, then what, because the house is in her name now as her insurance policy. So if that
because I have a thing where it says I'm the state, being now that I'm the state of her house.
Yeah, so it would come back probably issued in, if you've already updated the policy documents to her estate, then that's how the check
would
be.
I have went to up to the courthouse and everything because Brandon and Guy and Lisa and him have a copy of the estate and everything, of the property and everything where I had went up to the courthouse in Caroline County and everything in Bowling Green to get taken care of.
Yeah, you should be able to cash that, no problem, if it's already addressed. The policy is in the name of the estate.
Yeah.
So that's what we are doing, is making sure the cancellation request goes into effect the day that the new policy starts, and then the remaining balance prorated and refunded back to you at your mailing address.
Okay.
So then we have just the two options. We could pay in full for the entire year, or we could establish a monthly automatic withdrawal.
Well, right now, can we start off like right now with like the monthly?
Yeah. And if you wanted to, at the next year's renewal, change to the annual plan, it saves 7%. So it is worth something, but that would just be a conversation we would have next year at around the same time.
Okay.
All right, so then I'm ready for the routing and account number.
Okay, for my bank account.
Yes, ma'am.
On my they have the account, but they don't have the routing. I don't see the routing number on there.
Oh, we might be able to figure that out. Based on who the bank is.
Could that Bank of America?
Yeah, we can look that up. Every state has a different routing number, but it depends where you open the original account.
Uh-huh.
So if you open up the account in Virginia originally, then it's going to have a routing number. And I actually know what that is because I use Bank of America as well.
Like I say, I opened up here and my account is opened up in Virginia, in Ashland, Virginia.
Okay. So I'm actually on their website directory. And yes. I can read it to you if you'd like to know it for future reference, but it's going to be the same for every Virginian account.
Repeat, please.
Oh, if you opened it in Virginia, the routing number is the same for all accounts in Virginia. I can read it to you if you're interested to know what it is.
But I know my account, so you need the round number and my account number. Okay. I was trying to get my bank statement. Yes, that might.
If you open up the account in Virginia, then you already know what the routing number is. You just need the account number, and that's about 12 digits long.
I'm a 4054 director. Okay. All right. My account number is 4350-2942-4054. You there?
Yes. I have 4350-2942-4054.
Yes, that's my account number.
Okay. So then what I will do next, Dora, is I'll have your policies issued effective December the 4th. And then the next step that you'll need to complete will just be to electronically sign the application. So do you have email accessible on your phone?
Yes.
Okay. You can easily sign in from either your mobile or your computer.
I don't have a computer yet. That's why I was trying to get everything taken care of here at the house, so I can go ahead and get everything.
I do remember you mentioning that, yes. So I'll make it available through mobile. And the only thing that will need to be completed is the electronic signature. And then once you sign off on that, that'll withdraw the first month's premium. And then I'll have a copy of your home insurance generated and sent over to Brandon and his closers. And they're going to prepare that for your settlement coming up in about 2 weeks.
Okay, because like I say, I usually, on the first and the third, I think you get a disability that goes to direct deposit and everything to my son's disability and partial to mine and everything in there. So I know what I need and everything, so that way I can go ahead and make sure what is being taken out that is there to be covered and everything.
Right. I would say on a monthly basis, you will need to have, about $65 available. And when your policy starts, it should be the fourth of every month that payments are withdrawn. It's just going to be the initial month that when you sign off on your authorization form, it'll withdraw a payment that will pay for December 4th. Through January 4th, but then every month after payment will be automatic, approximately the fourth business day of each month.
Okay.
So look out for that. I have your email address as Dora, well, it's your first and last name at yahoo.com, right?
Uh-huh. Love that, yeah.
Okay. So that'll be available within the hour, and then I'll make sure that Brandon and his entire team get a copy of the insurance from me. And that will be it. If you have additional questions, you can always reach our local office here at this number.
So when will the person be taken out? Because I got to make sure anything that, you know, that is there.
When you electronically sign the application and authorization form, that's going to be sent directly to your email.
Okay. Make sure I got enough in there. So I know I'm supposed to get paid tomorrow and everything for my other one.
Yeah, it needs to be completed before within 14 days.
Yeah.
So you can sign it today or, you know, at your next pay period, but it would have to be within 14 days.
Oh, it'll be within 14 days because, like I said, I have to check to make sure that because if I go ahead and sign it and they go ahead and take it out, I can go ahead and make sure hopefully our pay got screwed up and everything. We supposed to got paid last Friday, but it got screwed up in the situation. So it should be in this Friday, tomorrow and everything. So it is, I'll make sure and check the bank and everything, make sure that everything is covered and stuff like that.
That would be great,
If they happen to go and get it taken care of and everything, because like I say, the other bills and stuff, they've been hitting left and right and everything too, because sometimes they take it out right away and sometimes they don't. That's why I check and make sure that, you know, there's covered, you know, the bills are covered and everything.
Very good. That all sounds very fine to me. So I'll work on this within the next hour and make sure that Brandon has a copy. And then from there on out, what you'll have to do is kind of kick back and relax prior to settlement.
Okay.
December 4th will be a big day for you. I'm happy that we could help you at this exciting time, Dora. And if there is any questions that you have in the future, save this number. You can always call our local office and speak to me or a member of my team for assistance with your policy.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
All right. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk again soon.
All righty, Tom. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Nana.
Bye-bye.